Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. How often do you throw away uneaten food? Whether it's leftovers or something we didn't get around to cooking, the amount of food Americans dispose of consumes a great deal of energy. Michael Weber, assistant professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, tells us more.
One of the areas of my research examines the relationship between food and energy. And in particular, I'll look at how much energy we use for the food system in the United States, and then how much food we throw away and what the energy embedded in that food waste is. And it turns out the numbers are quite startling. In the United States, energy is in the news for a variety of reasons. It's in the news because of how much we pay for energy, or because of the national security vulnerabilities, or how much we consume, or the environmental impacts, and so energy is on people's mind. And then people are surprised when you tell them that 10% of the energy goes into the food system, either to grow it, move it, heat it, treat it, or cook it before we eat it and then dispose of it. So energy and food are closely related. We use a lot of energy to make the food that we eat. But then we throw away a lot of the food that we don't eat. We waste a lot of food. About a quarter of our food is thrown away and never quite makes it to our mouths. And if you look at all the energy embedded in that food, it's something like 2 to 3% of national energy consumption is in food waste. To give a sense of scale, that's more energy than Switzerland uses in a year for all purposes. So the amount of energy that we waste in the food we throw away could power an entire rich country for a year. Keep that in mind. The good news from all that is it reveals a good opportunity for us, that by reducing food waste, not only will we be perhaps healthier and will we reduce environmental impact, but we'll save money and we'll reduce energy consumption. That's a win-win solution that we can all get a bite out of.
That was the University of Texas at Austin's Michael Weber. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.